With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In the wake of the U.S. attacks on Iran's nuclear weapons sites, Israel is not letting up one bit in its attacks on hostile targets inside Iran. Israel's defense ministry says that Israel is now hitting Iranian government sites in Tehran, including the notorious Evin prison. As for the American strikes, damage assessment still underway, although it looks like the attacks were highly effective.
The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Rafael Mariano Grossi, says very heavy damage is expected at Iran's underground facility at Fordo after a U.S. airstrike there this weekend with sophisticated bunker buster bombs. Grossi adds, given the explosive payload utilized and the extreme vibration-sensitive nature of centrifuges, very significant damage is expected to have occurred. But, he cautions, at this time no one, including the IAEA, is in a position to fully assess the underground damage at Fordo. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Stay alert. Don't let down your guard. The State Department's advice to Americans and U.S. interests at home and overseas. President Trump calls weekend military action a spectacular military success, but there is concern about potential retaliation, including inside the U.S., given the number of Iranian nationals allowed in under President Biden. Border czar Tom Homan says the open border posed the greatest national security threat in U.S. history. More than 190 million Americans across 30 states are in the same boat, and it is a very hot boat, an extreme heat wave spreading across the country, pushing temperatures and humidity levels into dangerous territory. The 2025 NBA champs reside in Oklahoma City. The Thunder take the title, defeating the Indiana Pacers 103-91. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 1 point. This is SRN News. A battle over the Ten Commandments in Illinois.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's atheist organization, is leading a lawsuit against Jefferson County over a monument bearing the Decalogue on the grounds of the county courthouse. The foundation claims it's a violation of the Constitution, but supporters point out that the Supreme Court has approved such displays in the past. The foundation spends most of its time seeking to remove all traces of Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The acting chair of the federal agency that enforces workers' rights is defending her decision to drop lawsuits that seek to defend transgender people, saying her agency must comply with President Trump's orders. Andrea Lucas, who was first appointed to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in 2020 and elevated to chair in January, spoke recently at her confirmation hearing at the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. SRN News. Texas GOP Governor Greg Abbott has vetoed a bill to ban all THC products.
Abbott waited until the final moment Sunday to veto the measure that would have hampered an industry flush with THC-infused gummies, vapes, and other goods found at stores all across the Lone Star State. The bill would have made it a misdemeanor to own, sell, or manufacture THC. A 2018 federal law allowing states to regulate hemp led to the proliferation of the THC goods, which can be synthetically processed from hemp. Jason Walker reporting.
A Michigan police chief says church staff fatally shot a man armed with a handgun and a long gun, averting a potential mass shooting at a church west of Detroit. Police Chief Ryan Strong says it happened yesterday at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. More details at srnnews.com.